Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, for those of you who attended Mass this past Sunday on the fourth Sunday of Lent, and were not part of the continuing ceremonies from the catechumenate, you heard a passage from the Gospel of John that contains probably one of the most famous sayings of Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but to offer it everlasting life. But when you look at that Gospel, it has an introduction. It is Jesus saying something that I at first found very curious, but on deeper thought realized what a powerful message it gave. Jesus says, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Now, what our Lord is referring to is a passage from the book of Numbers in the Old Testament. And that passage describes a rather interesting scene. In it, the Israelites had begun to complain, as they did on many occasions in their time in the desert, that there was no water, there was no food. Why did Moses bring them into the desert simply to die? And Moses realized that this was really tempting God. And God became angry and sent among the complaining people serpents that bit those who complained and sickened them. And Moses intervened for them as the people came to him to complain of now the serpents causing such a problem. And Moses told them, "Make an image of the serpent. Lift it high so that people can see it. And all who look upon that image of the serpent that bit them will be healed." It's a curious story because it almost suggests that the cure for our problems may be a deeper insight into the problem. But our Lord then identifies his being lifted up with that story of the serpent in the desert. Now, it seems to suggest that there is a power in looking and looking clearly as a source of healing. Now, our Lord himself's reference to being lifted up, I think, has a double meaning. He is being lifted up, first of all, on the cross, offering himself in sacrifice for the good of the people, for the forgiveness of sins. But it also was a lifting up in the resurrection and ascension. This being lifted up was both a sacrifice and a powerful realization of the meaning and power of that sacrifice when our Lord was raised from the dead and ascended victoriously into heaven. And we look upon the instrument upon which Jesus was lifted up, that is the cross, as the sign both of our sinfulness and of its cost. And that sign, the preeminent sign of the Christian faith, was a way by which the people can be delivered by gazing upon both the result of our sinfulness and the source of its forgiveness. To realize what God has offered in Jesus Christ. And in realizing this, looking upon it and understanding, perhaps for the first time, what it means to be saved, to be redeemed, but also what it will ask of us, that we too must imitate that sacrifice, dying to our sinfulness in order to rise to eternal glory. For the resurrection in which Jesus is lifted up in new life and in victory is a sign of our hope for victorious life, of life abundant, of life eternal. And it is also a sign of our glory. So that in looking upon Christ, especially as he is lifted up on the cross, is both a confrontation with our own faults and negligence and forgetfulness, and a distance from God that we may be experiencing, but a confrontation also with the gift of remembrance, of the hope that what we are to be through faith and love is eternally alive, victorious over sin and even over death. Now this fact of looking, that is, of gazing upon both the source of our difficulties and the source of our deliverance from them, is offered as a way by which we might continue in our observance of this holy season of Lent, and especially during Holy Week. We have to, I think, develop a kind of concentration, a focus, looking upon Christ, understanding what he has done, what he has taught us, being very attentive to it, understanding what the message is, and understanding what we are to do. So we try to hear with unstoppered ears and look with clear sight upon what God has done for us through Christ. It should move us first to a profound gratitude. But that gratitude should issue then to a deeper understanding of the life that we are to lead in imitation of Christ. So as we continue our own observance of Lent with our fasting and our prayer and our almsgiving, we have to understand that these traditional practices are a way that perhaps we should be fasting from destruction and fasting from distraction and fasting from forgetting, emptying our minds and hearts so that we might hear and see, and in that new emptiness, allow the love of God through Jesus Christ to pour into that space, changing our lives, and realizing, just as Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And even in our worst difficulties, when we seem to be caught in a kind of trap, lift up your eyes, gaze upon the cross, realizing that it is not simply a sign of the difficulties we endure, but how they are overcome. And the more clear the sight of Christ, the dimmer will those difficulties become in our consciousness, so that we might be free always to look forward to the glory that shall be ours in faith and to everlasting life that has been promised to us.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.